across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio.
And we have David in from the Isle of Wight Weather Centre this morning. Good morning and many happy returns. Was it season's greetings? That's the one I'm trying to say.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So, the weather for the Christmas weekend, it doesn't look like we're going to get much snow, does it?
I'm afraid it doesn't look like we're going to get any snow. A little bit earlier on when we started our White Christmas forecast.
Yep.
It looked fairly promising, but obviously over the weeks and it's gone right down.
Right.
So, and I think now it's like 1% chance, but the island will get any.
So, I mean, they obviously had some snow up in the north.
Yep, Scotland have had snow. They've got snow on the ground now, and they're forecast more snow for tomorrow. So,
okay.
So for some up there, it will be a white Christmas.
So what constitutes an officially white Christmas?
Ooh, an official white Christmas is for a single snowflake to fall on one particular rooftop in Exeter.
In Exeter?
In Exeter.
Right.
It's actually I won't mention any names, but there's a rather large meteorological office.
Oh, right.
That's
okay,
based
based
in Exeter. So that is their definition of white.
So
Christmas.
They completely ignore Scotland then? They're saying it's not a white Christmas. Or is that just for England, do they say?
It's just for England.
Okay.
I mean, if you go onto our website, then there's a we have a definition, and we do mention the official definition.
Yeah.
And then I think it's directly underneath that, and it says that our weather centre's definition.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of a sort of Christmassy winter scene.
Right.
Which I think probably 99.9% of people are more likely to agree with that, as opposed to the official.
Yeah, you know, the official is a bit. Yeah, one snowflake. I know you need one snowflake to completely stop the entire railway network, but So, where is? I know we're going to have a white Christmas in Scotland. Where else is going to have a white Christmas in around the world?
Do you know what? At the moment, it's pretty crazy. I mean, places like Turkey and parts of Italy. Are getting snow at the moment.
What, even the low-lying parts?
Yeah.
Wow. I know you get snow on the Alps and that, don't you tell me?
Yeah, on the Alps, but some low regions. Russia, obviously, this time of year,
yeah.
It's snow. But they're in the grip at the moment of a particularly nasty, I suppose, sort of Arctic blast, and they've been recording temperatures over the last week of minus 55 degrees.
Minus 55? What,
and that's
Celsius?
That's Celsius, whoa. Yeah. So that's crazy cold. And then even, I mean, this is totally crazy, but places like the parts of the Sahara Desert have got very light dustings of snow.
Really?
So it's crazy.
In deserts you can get really low temperatures at night, even at any time of the year, but they've actually had precipitation issue.
Precipitation, yeah. But yeah, has been confirmed as some of the white stuff lying on some of the orangey red stuff.
Oh, well, there we are. So white Christmas is in the usual suspects: North America, Scotland, Scandinavian countries, Russia, that kind of thing. Canada's probably covered in snow by now.
Yep.
I thought my mate in Canada is always posting these idyllic Christmassy pictures of Christmas lights and deep snow, and we're just going to have cloud and maybe a bit of rain.
It will be a traditional Christmas Day forecast. Mostly settled, cloudy. Actually, it's unseasonably mild temperatures.
Yeah,
we're forecasting between sort of 12 and 14 degrees for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Only a tiny, tiny small chance of a shower.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's one of those things. It's good news and bad news. If you're an older person and you suffer from the cold and you haven't got to put some heating on, so it's going to save us money in heating for a bit.
Yep.
And if you'd like to go out for a walk, and I know the boss likes to go out for a walk on Christmas Day, it's going to be a nice day for a walk, but not traditionally Christmassy.
Not really. I mean, again, because of the Christmas cards and, you know, all the different things, I mean, I think most people's idea, especially in this country, of a Christmas is,
yeah,
if not snow, then at least cold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, historically, we usually get some sort of rain shower, usually in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Of Christmas Day. And again, we're looking at I think it's a 20% chance of just a shower for Christmas Day.
Okay.
Not really, might be breezy for a time. Obviously, we missed Storm Barbara.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
Which was coming in and was...
But a little bit of it, didn't we? A bit windy last night.
Yeah, it picked up for a little while and then it sort of died down again. Yeah. And I think that was just the sort of the end of Barbara as she sort of passed through.
Okay.
Again, you know, at the beginning of the week, it was forecast to be a big thing for Christmas Day.
Mm.
But now it's gone.
And then we've got Storm Connor coming along.
Storm Connor is coming along.
Mostly Scotland, though, by the look of it.
Yeah, again, it's too far north to really affect us. So.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do, David. We'll take a track, and then we'll come back with a brief sign-off from you before the break.
Okie dokie.
And you can wish Merry Christmas to whoever you like.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need it to Christmas, so it's time for your Santa Tracker to kick into action, isn't it?
Santa Tracker starts tonight, about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We track Father Christmas over the UK and the Isle of Wight.
Of course.
And yeah, it's going to be really good.
Okay,
it's
excellent.
Really,
how can I find that?
Go to the website, which is iwweather.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the Santa Tracker or Father Christmas's sort of picture on the front page.
Yeah.
And then that will take you to the Santa Tracker. And there's lots of different things on there. You can put your name in the naughty or nice list. To see how
I'm not
going to
ask you
stand.
Where you put your name.
I put my name in every year. I'm probably the first one to do it.
Hmm.
And so far, touch wood, this year, or up to now, I've always been good. So.
Good. That's what I like to hear. And so that starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
That starts at 7 o'clock. It runs for about 2 hours. He obviously sort of covers the island last.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, for our little people,
yeah,
you can watch Santa get close to you, closer and closer. And then when he gets to a sort of certain distance, then that's the sort of time that's, you know...
You got to be asleep.
Go to bed, go to sleep. Yeah, because Santa won't come in.
No.
Until you're fast asleep.
No, you won't. Got an interview with Santa coming up later in this hour, hopefully.
Oh, good.
And we'll see what he has to say. But thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Have a great Christmas. Would you like to wish Merry Christmas to anybody in particular?
Yeah, obviously my family, you guys, all your listeners, and everybody that follows or uses the Weather Centre. Excuse me, whether it's on Facebook or the website.
Okay.
So just have a very merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year.
That's what I say. And bring us some snow in January, can you, David, please?
More likely February. I'll see what I can do, yeah.
Okay, that'll be absolutely fantastic if you can bring us a bit of snow. Don't mind a bit of snow. We could do with some frost as well, but...
Definitely, yeah.
See how we get on. Have a great Christmas yourself to
you
and yours, and we'll see you again in the new year.
Good, good.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.